It's Warped Idovi Radio, and on the line we have Davey from Vanna. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Just hanging out on this beautiful day.
Yes, and it's going to be a beautiful summer on Warped. Are you excited?
Yes, sir. Very excited, man. It's our second full year doing Warped Tour, and we couldn't be more happier with our stage and everything else that's going on. So we're just all getting ready to leave now.
You guys are playing the Monster Stage, and how... Last time you guys played Warped was in 2012. How is this year going to be any different, do you think?
Yeah, we played Tilly Stage in 2012, and we're doing Monster this year. I think that this year we're just going to, you know, it's our second year. We're not as overwhelmed as we were the first year because Warped Tour is like a lot. It's a lot to deal with. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of things. Your attention's everywhere, and, you know, it's so much fun and work at the same time. I think this year we're going to be a little bit more focused, you know, and... we're on Monster Stage, which Monster Stage has so many good bands this year. Monster Stage tends to have really, really cool bands, so we're psyched to be on that stage. I think you're just going to, you know, see more of what we do, you know. We're kind of getting together our live set now and just trying to make it a real interesting, real great set for everyone. And we want everybody, you know, people take off work for this thing and travel for this thing. We want everyone to get, you know, their money's worth and then some. So I think we're just going to try to get real creative, get real crazy, and have some fun with it.
When you guys played the Warped Tour for the first time in 2012, what was something that surprised you? I mean, was it, as far as the daily grind goes, were you expecting it to be so rough?
I think the weather was definitely something that kind of caught us by, you know, on guard, just because we toured the summer, you know, we've been touring for years, and, you know, it's, there's a difference of being outside the whole time than there is because you don't get loading in, going into a club, and being inside, you know. There's definitely a shocker some days. There were some days that were so hot you couldn't even deal with yourself. And then there were some days that were so rainy and shitty that you couldn't really, you know, you walk around and you have to change your clothes several times. So the weather was definitely a little bit of a shocker for us. But, you know, then again, there were so many beautiful days and perfect days that, you know, it outweighed, you know, anything, you know, remotely negative.
Did you guys make a lot of friends on the tour? I know that you guys are pretty much known for that.
That was cool. Like, we made a lot of new friends, a lot of new fans, a lot of, like, it was a really shock to, like, you know, show up to the stage and, you know, gear up and then turn around to see, you know, thousands of kids, you know, standing there. And you're like, what? Why are you here? Like, that's kind of insane to, like, that you're here to see our band play and, you know, kids interact with us. And it was cool. We made a lot of friends, like, you know, other bands that we don't normally get the chance to tour with, maybe, or, you know, what have you. Well, that's part of Warped Tour. Like, it's like, you know, it runs a spectrum of everywhere from, like, you know, punk, metal, hardcore, goth, all that kind of stuff. Everyone's just kind of hanging out as equals, and it's really, really cool. You know, you become friends with people that maybe you are unlikely that you thought you would become, you know, friends with. So it's a really cool way to just, you know, meet new people and have really cool experiences.
And I'm losing heart. Stop the feet becomes my art. Take it strong, take it bold. A life not living, and so it goes. Well alone, well alone. A broken boy left on his own. Well alone, well alone. I'm the only one left in my home.
How do you feel about the harder side of Warped Tour this year?
I'm psyched. There's a lot of like hard like terrors on our stage. There's a lot of heavier bands on the tour, which is cool for us because we're, you know, we kind of flirt that line of, you know, heavy and singing and whatnot. And, you know, we all grew up on hardcore, so we're really excited to have a lot of really cool heavy bands on the tour. It keeps the tour eclectic, keeps, you know, a different crowd comes, you know, a little bit maybe that, you know, maybe wouldn't normally have seen your band before, but, you know, gets the chance to kind of see what you guys are about and, you know, possibly make some new fans off that too. So I'm excited. The diversity of Warped Tour is really cool this year.
And your fifth album, Void, is actually dropping when you guys are going to be on the Warped Tour. Do you guys have anything special planned for when you're going to be on the road?
Yeah, man, we're really excited about it. Yeah, it drops the 17th of June. I think we're going to probably do some sort of, like, something cool on the day it actually drops. We'll have the CD, I think, the entire Warped Tour. So even from the beginning, I think we'll have the new record ready to go. So we're psyched to, like, you know, release it in the summertime. We're going to be playing a couple tracks off that. There'll be some singles and videos coming out pretty soon along with the pre-orders. So hopefully kids get time to get familiar with some of the new tracks before we hit the stage. And, you know, we just want to let the music speak for itself. So we're going to be playing a couple of the new tracks and, you know, see if kids dig it. And if they haven't heard it yet, they'll hear it there. And what better place to hear new songs than live, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, speaking of playing, when you guys are on stage, I know that you never really know what time of day you're going to be playing when it's the Warped Tour. What time of day do you guys prefer playing? Is there a time that you guys decided you like the best, whether it be morning or afternoon or evening?
I think the sweet spot is anywhere like between like 1 and 3. That's like the best time to play.
Why is that?
You know, kids aren't burnt out because there's so many bands, and you want to run around and see everybody you can. But it runs the gamut, man. Sometimes you play at that time and you're playing during another, like, you know, equally as popular or more popular band, and kids, you know, have to split their time and stuff. So it all depends. Like, we've had some amazing sets. First set of the day, we've had some amazing, amazing sets on Warped Tour. So it kind of ranges, but, you know, generally I like to play like, you know, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That's great. You get to have lunch, you get to hang out, you know, the sun's bright and shining. Everyone's still got energy. No one's passed out dying anywhere yet, so that's usually like the time I like to play. I don't really like closing Warped Tour, although we also had a couple, you know, really cool closer sets too. So, you know, it just kind of runs the gamut. I've kind of learned that there's no necessarily good time. There's just, you know, you catch it at the right time. Weather's good. You know, there's a lot of kids there. You know, no one's burnt out. It ends up being pretty good.
That makes sense. Well, cool, man. And you got, congrats, by the way, on your new record label. You guys just signed to Pure Noise.
Yeah, man, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Pure Noise. Yeah, Pure Noise. Dude, they're the greatest. And they got a lot of really good bands that are killing it right now. And it's a hardworking DIY label that's kind of blossomed to something really, really cool. And Jake's the man. We met him, you know, years ago. But we got the chance to really hang out with him on Warped Tour 2012. And that's really where the seed was planted for us to start working with him. He co-released a vinyl of ours with Artery, and then now we're completely with Pure Noise. So it's a really cool experience, really cool feeling to be with someone who, like, you know, truly believes in music, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, we wish you the best of luck with the new label and this year on Warped, of course, and make sure you check out Vanna. They are playing on the Monster Stage this year at Warped 2014.
Hell yeah.